Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Well into May, obviously. So tonight's show, we're going to be talking about a little bit of Hall of Fame talk that's come out in the last, 24, 48 hours. Get you caught up on that in case you haven't heard anything about it. Obviously, we'll talk about the standings over the last week, who's flying high, who's been quiet, everything in between. Got another injury with the Dodgers pitching rotation just going down today. This morning when I got up, I saw it. So we'll talk about that and answer the curtain call questions. So same thing. Again, thank you for being a part of the nation. Thank you for being a part of the show. You know we do it for you. You know we cannot do it without you. It's as simple as that, dirtbags. You know, it's getting up. It's getting after. It's getting dirty on the field, off the field, like we said every time. So that's the reality. Whether you're, no matter what you are, a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, in North America, in Europe, wherever you are, it's baseball at the end of the day, man. And that's what it is. It's, are you being the best you possible out there at all times? And that's a challenge. And we get that. But that's the expectation. That's what the Dirtbag Nation is all about. It's setting that standard, not only for you, but for Nolan, myself, Braden, when he's around on us, and everybody that's involved. So that's it. And that's why we appreciate you so much for being a part of the show, calling us, asking us questions, whatever it is. That really, truly is what it's all about. So before we get going with the opening segment, as always, all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do here at the nation. It just, thank you isn't enough, and we know that, but that's all we can honestly say is thank you. So that's the bottom line. It's heartfelt and it's meant, and we cannot thank you enough. So we're glad that we can come to you every week. We're glad that you take the time to listen to us every week as well. And we hope we bring you a little bit of excitement to your week. So again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do for sure. So, but we're excited about tonight's show. There's a lot of interesting topics, right from the Hall of Fame talk at the very first to the standings and everything in between. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here and Nolan's going to get after it.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring is here, and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, I think I have an idea where you're kicking it off, but let the nation know, man, where are you getting after it?
Yeah, so let's just jump right into it, all right? No point in beating around the bush on this one. Hall of Fame, all right? I think everybody kind of heard what was happening with the Hall of Fame. Obviously, MLB ends the ban on Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson's Hall of Fame eligibility. A few other deceased players were removed as well. I don't know what sort of legitimacy they have for the Hall of Fame or anything like that. Obviously, Shoeless Joe Jackson for, well, no one's alive anyways right now that would have remembered Shoeless Joe Jackson. But for, obviously, the people in the early 1900s that would have gotten to see Shoeless Joe Jackson play until 1919 in his Black Sox scandal, obviously, they say he was one of the greatest players at that time period to ever don a baseball cap or anything of that magnitude, right? They said, hands down, the most talented player at that time. Put him in the likes of Ty Cobb and Honus Wagners and those type of guys. Probably would have been in the first inaugural Hall of Fame class or maybe the second one even at that point in time in the year, what was that, 35, 36 when the Hall of Fame opened up. But obviously, cheated, banned from life, right? Pete Rose, obviously, everybody knows the gambling scandal that he was involved in as a player manager with the Cincinnati Reds or Philadelphia Phillies. I guess at that time, it probably would have been the Cincinnati Reds. And,
manager at that time.
Obviously, banned for life. Now, here's the part that, like, really just kind of pissed me off with Rob Manfred. Direct quote. Obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Therefore, I've concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list. Like, what a gutless move that is. Like, and to me, you're banned. He could have just left it at that. Does Pete Rose have a Hall of Fame MLB career? Absolutely. Did he gamble on the game knowing that you cannot gamble on the game? Yes. So, cut and dry, right? Barry Bonds ain't in the Hall of Fame. I keep hammering the table for Barry Bonds to get into the Hall of Fame. Greatest, hands down, greatest hitter I've ever seen. Greatest player I've ever seen. Roger Clemens on the pitching side, greatest pitcher probably ever to pitch, right? I mean, seven Cy Youngs. No one else has seven Cy Youngs. So right there, those two guys, they're not in the Hall of Fame and probably never will get into the Hall of Fame for cheating on the game. These two guys gambled against the game, knowing that they couldn't gamble against the game, and now are eligible for the Hall of Fame. So do they open up a new wing? Is that what the Hall of Fame is doing? Or do the voters still just not even put them in? That's what I want to know, is what's going to happen. And the earliest that it says for their eligibility for the next time that they can be voted in by the Eras Committee is, what did I see?
2028.
Yeah, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson could be inducted in 2028.
Yeah, I mean, it opens up the debate again, right? And like you said, Nolan, we've talked about it several times over the years on this show, and we've had lots of great feedback from you all the dirtbags out there, and you know, great thoughts, great opinions. Everybody's going to be unique in how they feel about those things. There's no question about it, but I'm like a lot of the people, right? Like even as recently as this winter, you know, people were saying about Pete Rose after he passed away last fall. And, you know, like, I don't know what value is it, I guess, for his teammates, maybe, some fans, his family, I guess, but it's so unique to see the people that get inducted into the Hall of Fame being alive, obviously, so they can share their speeches, their uniqueness in their speeches, what the game meant to them. Who's gonna give a justifiable speech for Shoeless Joe Jackson or Pete Rose if he gets in? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, at least Pete Rose, his family will be able to give a speech, or his lawyer or somebody like that. But it's not, I get what you're saying. It's not Pete Rose giving the speech. It's not Shoeless Joe Jackson giving the speech. Obviously, Roberto Clemente, completely different situation, but I get what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I get what you're saying. Roberto Clemente, obviously he was posthumously voted into the Hall of Fame, but completely different circumstances for that one.
So let's springboard ahead 30 years or however long it ends up being. You know, is that what, like you just said, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, that whole generation, is that
era?
What they have to look forward to? That's nothing exciting for me. I'm sure those guys will probably stand up and say, if you're going to vote me in that way, don't vote me in. I'm sure they're going to come out with that.
Curt Schilling?
It just popped into my head, exactly.
Well, wait, okay, So and here's another one for you, right? And we were talking about it off air, obviously, as I was driving over to the gym, but the Houston Astros, 2017 team. What do they do with Carlos Beltran next year? Carlos Beltran's numbers are Hall of Fame numbers. There's no denying that. He cheated the game. You vote him in, all of a sudden, well, Jose Altuve in let's say 9 years. I figure Jose Altuve probably has another four more years. His numbers right now, if he were to retire, you can't sit there and dispute that. He's a Hall of Fame second baseman. He cheated the game. Obviously, his MVP season, that whole season is tainted. Wins the homers off our oldest Chapman, tainted. Wins the World Series, tainted. Right? Like, and he's the only player right now. Like, obviously, the pitchers, it's a different side. The pitchers, I can't sit there and knock a Justin Verlander. I can't sit there and knock a Garrett Cole. Those guys, they weren't really, they were a part of the team, but they weren't hitters, right? They weren't getting told what pitches were coming in.
Yeah, so, garbage cans weren't being smacked.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, like, end of the day, I can't knock those guys. I can knock the hitters because the hitters were cheating. So, like, and I'm looking at it, Bregman might have a case. Yordan Alvarez obviously might have a case. Kyle Tucker, I believe, was a rookie that year. He'd be pushing it, but that's my point. Jose Altuve right now, he's the only one that you can sit there and say, for sure, statistically speaking, is a Hall of Fame second baseman. Without a shred of doubt in my mind. But he cheated. How do I vote for Jose Altuve knowing that he cheated? But now all of a sudden these bans are getting uplifted and everything like that. And like you said, the errors committee, I mean, last time they didn't vote in Bonds or Clemens or anything like that. So who knows what's going to happen.
So here, great point on that. And we got a minute and a half left in this segment. So let's finish on this, Nolan. It comes back to me. I'm sitting there going, yes, Rob Manfred made that statement. But again, the MLB Hall of Fame is a separate entity from MLB. So I want to know, what the MLB, or the Hall of Fame board has to say on something like that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna wait to see if there's anything that comes out from them, because even though Rob Manfred made that statement, it really has zero bearing ultimately on the decision making of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
because it's a separate entity.
Yep. No, they just get their name back on the list.
Yeah, but I mean, I hope those people. I hope the Hall of Fame speaks out on it and gives their thoughts on it, their opinions on it. Because I think it's really, if we're going to move the needle, if that's what Manfred's trying to do, then I think they need to respond to that. Writers need to respond to that eventually. So we have a bit of an idea moving forward. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
That's a good opinion. I agree. I think the Hall of Fame committee needs to come forward and make a public address to let everybody know. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here to talk about the standings after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you ended the last segment with it, so let's go through the standings, my friend, over the last 10. Where do you want to go? Back to the NL this week?
Yeah, we'll start with the NL this week. NL East, obviously, New York Mets, 28-15, still the best team in the National League. Philadelphia Phillies, 25-17. Atlanta Braves, 21-21. Washington Nationals, 17-26. Miami Marlins, 15-26. Atlanta, Philadelphia, 7-3 over their last 10. Atlanta obviously playing much better baseball after their gosh awful start to the season. Philadelphia,
they're back to 500.
Yeah, back to 500, which is nice to see for them. And it sounds like Ronald Acuña is knocking on the doorstep of coming back. He had a home run in his first rehab game? First or second rehab game?
Down on the Gulf Coast League.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, that's good to see, obviously, if you're an Atlanta Braves fan. That's got to get you fired up a little bit. But, yeah, no, the Phillies obviously playing a doubleheader today. So, they'll have the second game this afternoon against the St. Louis Cardinals. They won the first one, ending the Cardinals' 9-game win streak. Still a scuffling team, though, overall. Their bullpen needs some work, the Phillies. But overall, I still think it's the Mets division right now. But the Mets are... Mets are kind of playing ho-hum baseball over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they've certainly settled down. I mean, Soto's gotten going a little bit or whatever, and Lindor's having a nice season again, but their pitching has settled down. Still doing enough to get wins, obviously, but the rest of the field's starting to close in, right? Not your Washingtons and Miami, but definitely the Phillies. I mean, that Luzardo trade's looking good. He's looked really good in the Phillies uniform so far this year. I think I saw somewhere where he had the best first 8 games in Phillies history as a pitcher after first 8 games. So that trade's looked good for them and stuff. The bullpen, well, I shouldn't say we'll settle down or whatever, because that's been a bit of a nemesis, as good as they've looked over the last couple of years as well.
That's been their kryptonite ever since Dombrowski got there, is their bullpen. Like, even Romano's got an 8 ERA. So, yeah they got to get some work done there.
He did get a save in game 1 today or whatever, but still, that's right. Yeah, he's got to get that settled down. And once Robbie gets that, he should look pretty good. But like you said, the Braves are really, really... They've just, Snickers got them going again and stuff like that. And yeah, you got to be excited about Acuña coming. So what do you got in the Central, Nolan?
Chicago Cubs, 25-18. St. Louis Cardinals, 23-20. Milwaukee Brewers, 21-23. Cincinnati Reds, 20-23. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, 14-29. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, 2-8 over their last 10. Milwaukee, 5-5. Chicago, 5-5. And the Cardinals are 9-1, obviously, in the 9-game win streak snapped in game 1 that we mentioned earlier. Obviously, the Cardinals have turned it on quite a bit. Pitching staff's looking good. They're finally getting wins away from home, which is a nice sight to see as a Cardinal fan, because they sucked on the road to start out in April. The Cubs obviously still have had one of the toughest schedules, but right now they're going through a stretch where realistically they could win 10 of their next 10 games. They got the Marlins and the White Sox.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets really nice for them. So, yeah, your Cardinals got to stay hot, Nolan. Matt's had his first blip in the wall. Steven Matz we're talking about today, but he's looked really good overall and stuff like that. The offense still pretty balanced throughout. There's no question about it. But Cincinnati Reds, wow, they lose Hunter Green last week. This week, or the last 10, they've gone 2-8. Boy, I'll tell you what, like, I'm a little bit surprised about that.
You think Tito's pressing the panic button? I don't.
I don't think so. No. I mean, you're 3 games under 500 and stuff, but I'm just surprised at the inconsistency of that team. They're a better team to me.
Their young guys have been up long enough now that they should be better than 20-23.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying you're an 8-2 team over the last 10, but you're not a 2-8. I'll take 5-5 even or whatever and stuff. But yeah, that team's, they're disappointing me right now if I had a team disappointing me. So simple as that.
NL West, you got Los Angeles Dodgers, 27-15. San Diego Padres, 26-15. San Francisco Giants, 25-18. Arizona Diamondbacks, 22-21. And the Colorado Rockies at 7-35. Rockies, we're still not going to talk too much about you. You're playing like you want to get demoted or relegated if you're over in Europe. The rest of the teams in that division obviously still continue to be in the same spot as they were pretty much for the majority of the season. Last 10 games, basically all playing 5-5, San Diego 6-4.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers lose rookie Sasaki this morning, shoulder inflammation a bit, going to back him up, take him out. So there's another pitcher gone for them. I don't know when the dam finally breaks on that one, because at some point it's you would think it's got to break. And again, we've talked about it all year long with the plethora of depth they've got. And that's the only way they're at 27-15. It's as simple as that.
But
obviously their offense is a juggernaut, but bottom line is,
you know, who's coming back this weekend?
Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw, man, he's coming back. So reason for Dodgers fans to be even more excited than they already are. Jumping over to the American League. American League East, you got the New York Yankees, 24-18. Boston Red Sox, 22-22. Toronto Blue Jays, 20-21. Tampa Bay Rays, 19-22. Baltimore, 15-25. Every team in that division playing 500 or worse baseball over the last 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I look at the Blue Jays. They went out to California and lose, what, 2 out of 3 to the Angels, I think it was. And then they go ahead and didn't they sweep the Mariners?
Yeah.
You know, the Mariners are playing a great baseball. So, again, just like we've said all year long, Johnny Schneider just doesn't have them playing consistent baseball yet. That offense just has not got rolling. I don't even know how to comment, so I'm not even going to bother. New York is just kind of playing ho-hum. Boston was looking really good, but then Detroit just laid the boots to them. I know last night's game was a close one. Baez hits the home run to walk it off or whatever, his second one of the game. But the game before, what was it? It was 14-2, I think they lost. And today they got Tarek Skubal on the mound against them.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Boston.
Yeah.
Just continuing on with that, obviously, the American League Central, you get Detroit Tigers, best team in the AL at 28-15. Cleveland Guardians, 25-18. Kansas City Royals, 25-19. Minnesota Twins. The Twins are the hottest team in baseball, 22-20. And then the Chicago White Sox bringing it up the rear at 13-29. Every team minus the White Sox in that division playing over 500 baseball over their last 10. You got Minnesota 9-1. Kansas City and Detroit Tigers are 7-3. Cleveland 6-4. And the Chicago White Sox are 4-6. Now, I just want to talk about the whole AL Central and what the heck you guys are doing for the pitching, because I think every division needs to figure out what that formula is, because I'm pretty sure the top three team ERAs are the Cleveland Guardians, Kansas City Royals, and the Minnesota Twins. Don't know in which particular order, but yeah, I heard that stat there yesterday, and that one blew my mind. I think it's Minnesota's first, Kansas City's second, and Cleveland's third, or something to that effect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, 9-1 over the last 10 for Minnesota. Last week, you're thinking, well, I even said it, you know.
Rocco's on the chopping block.
Exactly. I mean, they got Royce Lewis back, but he hasn't done anything yet or whatever. But like we said, right, you just hit the nail on the head, Nolan. If you settle down the pitching and can stay and compete in games, you win games. It starts and ends with pitching. For me, it just does. You've got to have that. You can't score 5 and 6 runs every game. You just can't. So at some point, your pitcher's got to be giving up 3 or 4 runs for you to win those games. Simple as that. And you're seeing that. But the Tigers just keep rolling. 28-15. Oh my gosh. Beautiful. And look good. I mean, the players are gaining confidence with it. Kansas City still, you know, another 7-3 week, playing good baseball still. But like you said, those pitchers going out there and doing the job. Guardians, it just, for me, I almost forget about them sometimes or whatever, and that, but yet they're always right there. They're always there. So that's a great division right now, other than near White Sox, like you said, but they're all playing great baseball.
Then you get the AL West, Seattle Mariners, 23-18, Sacramento Athletics, 22-20, Houston Astros, 21-20, Texas Rangers, 22-21, Los Angeles Angels, 17-24. Los Angeles Angels obviously lose another key piece of that bullpen, and Ben Joyce out for the season, shoulder surgery. basically everybody in that division playing 500 baseball. Texas is 6-4. Seattle's 4-6.
Yeah, Texas since the Brett Boone or whatever in that. They got a four-game winning streak they're going on right now, 6-4. Like you said, took off out of the gate real, real hot and then kind of settled down. But then they're going again now. Houston Astros, I'm still not quite sure on what they look like ultimately or whatever. Athletics had a little tougher week. They had some tough matchups. Yankees and different things. Seattle Mariners, like I said, were really hot. But then all of a sudden, the Blue Jays kind of came into their house and took care of business on the West Coast. Now, obviously, for Toronto Blue Jays fans out there, you know that there ends up being a lot of Toronto Blue Jays fans go to the Mariners games because of the West Coast of Canada. It's easy to drive down from BC, British Columbia, for our province, down into Seattle to watch the Blue Jays. But, you know, they're 4-6 over the last 10. I still don't know what their offense looks like really out there in Seattle, but the rest of the teams playing nice baseball, nothing great yet, but nothing too bad. Like you said, the Angels, that's a tough loss with Ben Joyce or whatever. That doesn't help out. And Kikuchi hasn't been a really, really consistent signing yet for them in the off season. He's been very up and down, sitting around, I think, about a 5 ERA, roughly. They got work to do. Ronnie Washington has work to do, but I'm starting to feel the Texas Rangers a little bit. But having said that, I think they lost Seager yesterday.
Yeah,
I think he's got a hamstring again.
It's still Houston's division until it's not Houston's division. But anyways, we'll be right back here for the curtain call questions, Dirtbags.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, outdoor and home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through May 14th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at columbia.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and thanks for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll answer, if it's a personal question, we'll answer you back personally. If it's a curtain call question for the show, we'll try our very best to get it on. So this coming right in, hot off the press for you, Nolan, right from game one of your Phillies and Cardinals. So Cardinals fans want to know your thoughts. And for me, unexpected, really. I didn't even know this was happening. But game one, Cardinals break the streak by Kyle Schwarber. 47 game on base streak snapped. First of all, what are your thoughts on that? Secondly, did you even know it was happening, especially with Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle Schwarber, obviously one of the three true outcome guys of baseball over the last basically a decade. Basically a decade, yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, ever since he came up with the Cubs, he's pretty much been a home run, walk, or strikeout guy. He's basically 100, 200, and a 200 average with 40 home runs a year, it seems like. Am I glad that we didn't get to see Kyle Schwarber in June? Yes, because I know in June he's going to have a 30-game on-base streak if they play 30 games. I don't know what the Phillies will play. 27 games, let's say. He'll have a 27-game on-base streak and about 20 home runs, because Kyle Schwarber in June, everybody knows the deal. But, no, I mean, yeah, obviously they were talking about it a little bit over the past couple weeks and just saying how he was approaching the halfway mark to DiMaggio's record of 84 games and everything like that. And I mean, a guy like that, obviously Kyle Schwarber, free agent to be in the offseason. I think he's going to get a nice little paycheck to end his career type of deal. I don't know whether it'll be a 3 or 4 year deal. I know Bryce Harper obviously pushing for him to stay with the Philadelphia Phillies this week, but you're looking at it, right? And Kyle Schwarber, obviously, this year, he's been the best Philadelphia Phillies hitter. It's not even particularly close. He's hitting his 260 or 255, 14 home runs, National League leader right now. And they moved him out of the leadoff spot. They put Trey Turner up in the leadoff hole just to try and create some separation between Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber, all kind of 1, 2, and 3, and I get that they're still the 1, 2, and 3 hitters, just in a different order now. But with the way that Bryce is swinging, you had to mix it up a little bit and try and get him out of that 3 hole just to get him a little bit of protection, because the 4 hole there in Philadelphia has not been doing anything. So basically, you're looking at it, right? Obviously, Kyle Schwarber, like we said, he's one of those true 3 outcome guys, the home run, strikeout, walk, in case those that don't know what the 3 true outcomes are. This dude, his eye has been incredible for a very long time. And it's funny when you say that, hearing a guy that has 200 strikeouts in a season, but when you're also walking 100 times, which is remarkable all in its own in today's day and age, for him to get that on-base streak and everything like that, I feel like there's not necessarily the Barry Bonds effect to it, but there almost is that Barry Bonds effect to it, where when you get a hitter that is hitting so hot and you don't have protection in behind him in the 4 hole, if I'm late in a game and it's a 1-run game and I got Kyle Schwarber coming up to the plate, I know he's not really a threat to steal. So I'm going to pitch around him. I'm not necessarily going to intentionally walk him. If he wants to help me out and chase a couple pitches, by all means, chase a couple pitches. But he's not a guy that's prone to really chasing balls that are balls, right? He'll chase a strike that's a ball, but he won't chase a ball that's a ball. He's a smart enough hitter to actually know the difference. And those that played at the upper levels, they'll understand what I'm saying. Those that basically didn't play at the upper levels, to explain that a little bit better, a pitcher that starts a curveball out, let's say, or even a back foot slider, right? A slider that's starting out right at the knees and then all of a sudden last second drops off the plate and goes right to your back foot. Right, starts as a strike and looks as a strike the whole way until it gets about 55 feet, and then it's a ball. Right, he's a smart enough hitter to lay off of that pitch. if it's a ball, that's a ball, basically a changeup that's getting spiked, a curveball that you can tell is starting out at the knees and you know is going to break down into the dirt. Well, I'm not chasing that. That's not even a good pitch to swing at, right? So it's still that presentation of a strike being a strike until it's a ball, right, is kind of what I'm trying to get at with that saying. But anyways, getting back to it, the streak all on its own, 47 games, I tip my cap. My Cardinals ended it, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, no question. Like, I think that was a great great way of putting it, Nolan. Like, he's the three outcome guy, but those strikeouts, they're not always easy because he knows the strike zone. He knows, yeah, you can beat him, but he can also take a lot of walks, and then that leads to a 47 game on base streak, right? For sure.
Well, no, you look at it, and his OPS is 800 every year, and it's not a secret why.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, right? I mean, he's just a really, really good professional hitter. It's as simple as that. No question. So, in from the Arizona Diamondbacks, been back a couple of weeks now, Nolan. They know what he means to their team. They want to know your opinions on what Ketel Marte means to the Diamondbacks. Just ended up hitting his fifth home run today, I think it was, in the game, or last night. What they want to know what he means to their team, in your opinion.
So, to put it into a context that I think people would understand, that would be like the Los Angeles Dodgers losing Shohei Ohtani. That would be like the New York Yankees losing Aaron Judge. That would be like, oddly enough, the Philadelphia Phillies that we were just talking about losing Bryce Harper. Yes, they have other superstars on the team, a.k.a. Corbin Carroll, just called up, Jordan Lawler, Perdomo at shortstop. He's having another good year. Suarez at third base, Naylor at first, right? Like, they got players. Yes, everybody is aware that they got players. But he's their longest tenured player. He's their captain in that locker room. He's that glue guy. Right, he's the guy that makes it all click. And knowing that you get him back into a lineup automatically revitalizes a lineup. At the end of the day, he signed the contract in the offseason. He's been out for, what did they say, 35 games or something like that to start out the year pretty much. I know it's been over half of the season anyways. I can't remember exactly how long he's been out for, but around 30 games anyways, let's say. And you get a guy back like that, and your team is playing just above 500 baseball, but you know you got a second gear in you. You get that second gear once you get him back, right? That would be like the Cleveland Guardians, another team for an example, losing to Jose Ramirez. Not an easy replacement. You still have a good team on paper, but you're that much better when you get your star players back. And he's going to bat middle of the lineup, drive in runs, hit home runs, steal bases, play great defense. Right, he's the best second baseman in baseball for a reason.
Well put. So, I mean, obviously, I'm looking at the last week. This is a question in for myself. Because, again, I'm over in Germany, as we know, Dirtbags, and I coach and take care of business over here. So, I'm watching highlights. I'm watching game to the game. Is the weather starting to get warmer and you're just starting to see that many more home runs? Because the home runs have really climbed for me, not the last 2 weeks, but definitely the last week for sure. And you're seeing how many multi-homer games out of individual players, let alone teams in general. But is it starting to settle in? Are we starting to see the bats taking off more and it's going to get real hard here pretty quick for the pitchers?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, obviously, Sacramento, they said coming into the year, that's a bam box. So I know a lot of the players down there in Sacramento, they have quite a few home runs down there. Colorado, obviously, known as a bam box. Tampa Bay, for the most part, at Steinbrenner Field, seems like pretty much a bam box. But no, yeah, you're looking at it, right? And there's a lot of teams up in the north that first month, you know, it's cold as all could be. You got three pairs of batting gloves on for most players because they can't feel their hands if they take an inside fastball. So no, with the weather warming up and everything like that, the ball starts to jump off a little bit better. And you can tell those the humidity starts rising, that ball starts carrying, right? Now we're starting to get some humidity at a few of these parks, and the balls are starting to travel a lot further than they were with the zero humidity, 30-degree days up in Detroit, right? I'm just using that as an example, but either way, you guys get what I'm getting at here. That weather starts warming up, that humidity starts rising, that ball starts traveling a little bit further. So there's for sure seeming like there's quite a few hits coming this way for home runs this year.
Here's a question for you. In from several, actually, dirtbags, so thank you for sending them in. Obviously, the way the interleague is set up and stuff like that, and they have no choice, you're seeing a lot more doubleheaders already this year. Already in, what, the first 6 weeks. What are you going to think? What is your opinion of what, not the short-term outcome will be, but over the next 3 or 4 weeks, if doubleheaders stay up because of inclement weather, the impact on every team's pitching staff? Do you think we're okay right now because there's just been enough? I look at your Cardinals last week.
They had back-to-back Sundays of doubleheaders. That's how we got the streak started. Was against the Mets. They had the inclement weather on the Saturday doubleheader, beat them twice, and then Cincinnati Reds the next Sunday, I think it was. Played the doubleheader there and beat them both times. So, looking at it like that, right? And to me, I don't really think it plays a huge effect, because unless your pitcher sucks in game one, and then in which case, of course, you'd be effective for game two. But usually what happens, right? And if you're a smart manager, smart general manager, you're allowed to carry that 27th man, right? Obviously, rosters now 26 man rosters. But for doubleheaders, you're allowed to carry an additional man. So what they do, and like I said, a smart manager or general manager, they'll call up one of their pitchers from down in the stat or down in the minors that basically hasn't pitched for 3 or 4 days type of deal and can eat some innings, right? Gosh forbid, at the major league level, we need inning eaters still, but So anyways, as long as you have a guy that can go a pretty good game one, let's say 6 innings, right? Gets me a quality start game one. I use my bullpen how I need to for the rest of that game. Game two, I know I can start a guy, and if he gives me 5 innings, let's say, right, which seems to be about the average now for starting pitchers, is about that 5-inning mark. So if he gives me a solid 5 innings, and that guy that I just called up from the minor leagues, I know, okay, let's say, hypothetically speaking, it's a 3-0 game, 4-0 game. I got a little bit of cushion, but I don't have too much cushion. I need to get this guy in here, and he needs to give me 2-3 innings, right? So at least that way, it can kind of offset the whole, pitchers being overworked on the doubleheaders theory. But at the same time, I get what your point is. If that general manager isn't smart and doesn't call up an additional pitcher, or vice versa, that pitcher in game one just sucks right out of the gate and I got to burn my entire bullpen, well, that poor bugger you just called up from the minors better be able to go 8 innings of just eat it baseball, whether you let up 10 runs or whether you're up 10-0. You better be able to give me 8 innings and just eat it.
Yeah, great insight, no question about it. I do know one thing. I mean, it's a double whammy for ownership. As I'm watching a lot of those highlights of getting lucky enough to watch some of the doubleheaders as well live on MLB TV. Boy, I'll tell you what, the financial impact is crazy, because you're not seeing too many fans in that one game of the doubleheader. If they got the rain out day or the inclement weather day and it's that game, it's trouble. So that's tough on the ownership, no question about it. But we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought for this week, two MLB players both announced their retirement this past week. One, Mr. EL3, and the other, Matt Carpenter. EL3, for those that don't know, obviously Evan Longoria, or Mr. Ray, whatever you want to call him. I just call him Mr. Ray because that dude growing up to me was the best Tampa Bay Ray player that I had ever seen. Obviously, short history prior to, played there for 15 years, heck of a career, went to a World Series with him. Said June 7th he'll sign a one-day contract and retire as a Tampa Bay Ray. Obviously hasn't played in the major league since 2023 with the Arizona Diamondbacks, the year that they went to the World Series, right? Matt Carpenter, 12 of his 14 seasons spent playing with the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously a couple of stints with one stint with the New York Yankees and one with the San Diego Padres as well in there. Obviously fantastic Cardinal. Loved him. He'll be a Cardinal Hall of Famer one day. Can't say enough good things, man. That guy was clutch. He did it all for us, especially post Albert Pujols and kind of in the years where the Cardinals sucked. He gave us some light at the end of the tunnel.
Well put on both sides. Yeah, two just really, really good players. No question about it for their franchises and for the game in general. So happy retirement to them both. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if quite possibly both of them aren't in coaching at some point in time either coming back. So, the one thing I did forget to do, Nolan, that we've got to do next week is, Paul Skeens making the announcement to play for, Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. That was my fault, Dirtbag. So we will talk more about that next week and, any other highlights that, USA happens to get or additions to any of the baseball clubs out there for the World Baseball Classic. So, other than that, Dirtbags, again, we cannot thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show, wherever you are around around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of it. All the servicemen and women, again, thank you for doing what you do every week. Hopefully you have a great week. Hopefully the dirtbags everywhere have a great week, because on the field, off the field, player, parent, coach, we expect it. We demand it of ourselves as well as you. So unfortunately, though, it is that time, dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.